June 29th, 2014 AD, in the year of Jaje Susi Christ of Glory. Happy birthday, America. You know, about 239 years, plus or minus tax years ago, that America became a nation, the United States of America, on July 2nd, 1776, and the word was given to them that were led by the eternal energy to become one with the light, to glorify light, to have freedom to worship the eternal God and Jesus Christ, and their freedom of thought and their freedom from dictation. And that principle still goes on today as a person really elevates himself to the truth. Into the realms of light, into the glory of light, we come to you live from the celestial realms of glory, the terrestrial realm of earth, and the celestial realms of hell. Our Son of God University is beaming live throughout eternity. The upper world, the inner world, and the underworld, and on earth. It is fantastic to know and to trust the divine light, the cosmic light of the universe. The great Jesus Christ taught, I am light of the world. And then the great Jesus Christ taught, you are lights of the world. Light is powerful. Light is intelligence within us. We are living on this planet, Earth, to teach the people how to manifest love and light. And there are people that crossed over in other worlds that are hearing the revelational truth of this message, that you may continue to progress in other realms, from realms of light to the outer realms of darkness, if you so permit, and if you so desire. The free will is there to progress into eternity. Think about the goodness of the eternal energy within us, the saturated Jaje Susi Christ light. How to feel this power, to praise this power, to glorify this power, to worship Jaje Susi right inside of your own temple. It is not far distant. Relax your mind. Feel the force. Feel the vibration of Holy Spirit. Let the intelligence flow as the sound vibration comes to you, as you hear the song of ecstasy, and as you praise the inner light of jubilation. Let yourself flow. Let yourself grow. Let yourself go into the realms of light right within the temple of God. You are the temple of eternal energy. And so, therefore, we want you to kick back and research. Open up your mind. Learn to use the 90% part of your mind that you have put on hold for so many years. Learn to recognize that you are somebody. You are a divine being waiting to become. You are a God in the making. You have potential to glorify light right in your physical body temple. As you begin to elevate and to revelate, you will know that the true gifts are from within. You will recognize the outer possessions mean nothing, but the inner possession of jewels, of joy, love, peace, ecstasy, purification, dedication, motivation, health is your divine wealth. This is real. For all these many months, we have been coming on the airways to let you know the truth, whatsoever is truth, is light. Whatsoever is light is spirit, even the spirit of Jesus Christ, the divine Son of the eternal God. So, my beautiful sweethearts and lovers, relegate your minds, lift your thoughts, lift your mind to the inner Christ within you, and recognize that the eternal energy is ready for you. Praise that power. Let the new song of joy arise in your heart. Recognize the glory of Christmas year-round, the Christ in you, the hope of glory. Recognize, oh, caroling, sweet silver bell, sing, dong, dong, Lord Jesus, song.
Once into me was of the cheer.
Jesus Christ, eternal God, eternal energy, the perpetual force of the universe, we agape you forever. Glory to you, Jah Jesus Christ. Jah Jesusi, 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 sweet Jesusi, I love you forever. Amen.
Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, we thank you, eternal God, Jah Jesus, the God who created this earth, the God that that's closer than hands and feet, which is your spirit. We thank you, Son of God, Jah Jesus. We thank you for building this earth. We thank you for our bodies. We thank you for giving us the Holy Ghost. We thank you for your eternal spirit that you give us inside of each one of us as you built our bodies to be healthy as well as wealthy. We thank you, eternal spirit within me. I pray to you now. I glorify you. I love you. I praise you. I thank you for being closer than hands and feet. I thank you for motivating me. I thank you for your God love, which is beyond speakable words. We love you, and we thank you, eternal spirit, Jah Jesus, within me. Jah Jesus, baby, this is Son of God University live on planet Earth, as my brother said. Now it's beaming. It's hard to believe, my brothers, but the Holy Divine Holy Spirit now have this program beaming in the heavens. It's all rams of heavens. All the people who have deceased are now hearing this program. They get to stop what they're doing, and they come to our room, and they're hearing Son of God University live on planet Earth. In the celestial realms of darkness, they are hearing Son of God University. This is major. We are privileged and humble to let this happen to us, our beings. Jesus allowed this. This is the first time it ever happened in the history of mankind. It's never happened like this before. The eternal spirit has it happened on planet Earth and in the heavenly realms. Like in the heavenly realms, there are millions, thousands of realms. It's not just with people, it's all kinds of realms. Everyone is listening to it. In darkness, they're listening to it, but we're live on Earth here, and we're speaking to every one of you right here now.
Isn't that amazing, my beautiful brother, that our BBS beautiful radio station headquarters is in the great state of the United States of America in California, Paradise, California, and how we are over here on Earth in Shangri-La, Thailand, which is 9,000 miles away, and how our message is beaming up to the heavens, to the celestial glory, to the celestial realms of the training school, to the terrestrial realms of Earth, and to the terrestrial realms in outer space, and to the celestial realms of hell, and to Tartarus, which is one of the lowest hells, and the Hades, and Sheol, and Gehenna, and various realms. We are beaming the truth of light. Like my brother said, we feel very humble and very honored that we can bless the dead, we can talk to them, and send a message of love, because their spirit is still alive. And so, therefore, they can progress and egress and flow from here. In the book of Corinthians, in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, it declares this very solid truth. It says there are 3 degrees of glory. And in those 3 degrees, like my brother said, there are thousands of hundreds of thousands of different realms, even in the celestial realm alone. And there are many realms in the terrestrial realm. The celestial realm is compared to the brilliancy of the sun, the ball in the heavens, and how that's considered the highest realm of those who overcome and those who take their bodies with them, and they translate like Enoch and Elijah and St. John and Mother Maria and many, many others of old and of today. And how the terrestrial ball, which is the earth, is considered as compared to the brilliancy of the moon and the earth level. So therefore, the people that are alive and that remain alive, we can be caught up to meet Jesus Christ at any time. There's no set date when everybody going up at the same time. Everybody don't die at the same time. Everybody don't rapture or be caught up at the same time. But we individually, those who die, they die at individual timings. And those who elevate, they elevate at individual timings depending on the divine or the negative progress of the individual. Isn't it fantabulous how the Almighty Jesus Christ gives us a free will, my brother?
Oh, yes. That's very important, free will. Free will is very important. And that's what's happening right now. Mm-hmm. God, Jesus is so merciful. Just think, he and the Holy Spirit are getting together and allow this in all the realms of hell.
Yes.
All the realms of hell. Now, we don't like to speak of hell, but there is a hell.
Yes, it is.
It is a hell, and it's treacherous down there.
Yes.
But think of the mercy of this God. Think of the mercy of this Holy Spirit.
Yes.
they are allowed to go in the realms of hell. And think of also in the heavenly realms. These people get to quit what they're doing, come into his Son of God University. Through this, Jesus said, they will progress much faster. And, I mean, that's an honor indeed. I mean, it's beyond words.
Yes, you got that right, my dear brother, because, you know, in Jesus' book, To God the Glory, when he spoke about Thomas Jefferson, he said, you know, I digress and let you know that Thomas Jefferson stands with me. Speaking of the 4th of July holiday for the United States of America in honor of that great nation, how that Thomas Jefferson, a freedom fighter, how he is standing with Jesus Christ in the heavens, and he gave his life, but yet he was in the heavens with Jesus Christ, and it states that he holds back the tyranny with Jesus Christ. And I can see Martin Luther King Jr. and various other freedom fighters and many, many others from back past time to the present tense to the future tense and to the now tense, how it is so wonderful to know that people have hope even on the other side. You know, there's different degrees of glory, and as we know, the celestial realm is the highest, the overcoming is the highest, but some people, they just don't want to overcome. You know what I mean? With all the tea in India and for all the green tea in China, you cannot change their mind. But them that will change, will change. Them that will love Jesus Christ, will love Jesus Christ. And them that will be stubborn, will be stubborn. And them that will want to find knowledge, they will find knowledge. Because when people open their mind up to the consciousness of the truth, they will find eternal Holy Spirit. We thank you right now for Sister Ernestine Flores from Youngstown, Ohio. Bless her in the realms of light. Thank you for her progressing. Sweetheart, Sister Ernestine, we love you. We bless you. We promote you in the light and realms of love in the heavenly realm. We thank you. We thank you for Marciella. We thank you for Eula Marciella, Kennedy Johnson's mother, and a beautiful sweet lady who have heard the teachings of Hoyle. We thank you right now for blessing her. Right now, let the light of Christ penetrate. We thank you for a radio talk show host from the great city of Seattle, Washington, in the United States of America. Also, Ken Schramm, may he be blessed from KOMO Como News television station. We send love to you, Ken. May you progress. We know how you are. You are a feisty, wonderful, beautiful, stubborn, handsome individual. We love you. We bless you. We pray the light of Christ upon you in purgatory, that you progress into the divine realms of light. So be it in the name of Jesus Christ.
So be it. You heard that prayer. They're hearing the prayer. They're being illuminated by the prayer, as it's been said by my loving brother right now. They hear everything we say. Right now, if they pass on, everybody that has passed on are hearing us live. And like I said, they will be blessed. As my brother blessed the people that he know that has passed on, they are being blessed by our words. Anytime you can think, and you live in the life and you're at that level, if you think of something and you pray for them, they will be blessed. They will feel it. You remember, they're in this eternal spirit. Remember, we're living in a great day. It says knowledge will flow. It will flow. We're in that day. It's flowing by the divine intelligence of the Holy Spirit. It is flowing by Jah Jesus. You can't leave that out. Jah Jesus is a power. It is the name of authority. It is the name of the Holy Ghost, or the Ghost Holy. That name is powerful. And when you say that name, everything stands has to come upward. It has to come upward. If you're in a dilemma, you say, Jah Jesus, baby. You say that, then everything is just going to, okay, Jesus, he's there. He's there. His presence is there. It's power in that authority name. When you say that, your body becomes illuminated because this, your cells love hearing that name. Remember, in every cell, there is Jesus' presence, that intelligence. When you say that, it lights up. It comes alive. The angels come to attention. The gods come to attention. That's the name of power. That's the name of authority. And if you know that, I mean, you're on your way. And by loving that name, you're progressing automatically. What do you say to that, my brother?
I would agree with you 1,000% that by the name of Jesus Christ, it is so divine. It is so real. That's why people were told and emphasized to pray in that holy name and to baptize in that holy name and to dwell in that holy name. In the chapter, in the glorious book, Handbook of Gods by Annalise Skyrin, when she stated, in the name of Jesus Christ, that chapter, she said, love, to learn to love the name. praise the name, exalt the name, thank it, magnify it, exalt it. Because like you said, the name of Jesus Christ is the name of the Christ within. The apostles, they kept telling us, know you not that Jesus Christ dwells in you? That you are the temple of Jesus Christ? We are the happiest people on the planet. We are more happier than the people in Disneyland, Anaheim, California, and USA, because we have the knowledge and we got the love of the Christ in us. And by us glorifying the eternal Christ and praising that Holy Spirit Christ-like, things go real good when we praise
Him. Thank you, Holy
light.
Spirit. We love you, Holy Spirit. The divine intelligence within every soul, wherever realm you in, we thank you for that divine intelligence. We thank you for illuminating us. We thank you that you are the love. You help us to forgive. You are yes. that power. Jesus is the powerful
yes.
name. We thank you for that name, and we love you, and we adore you in the name of Jesus, baby. Yeah, that's a prayer. You pray all the time. You think the name. You say the name. You move with the name. You groove with the name. That's the name of eternal power. That's the name. That's why it's the powerful name. Remember, the Son of God came and gave his life. His name is Jesus. And the eternal spirit, Jesus. Now, isn't that something?
Yes.
Both of their names are the same. So, you know, it's something to that. You have to go through the Son to get the eternal spirit of Jesus. It's all working together. The Father, Allah, Jehovah, works together with the Son. The Son backs up the Father. The Father backs up the Son. Then you have the Holy Spirit with this dynamic energy flowing. I mean, hey, you can. It's bada boom.
Yes, that's right, baby. It is so divine. So divinely real, so divinely a thrill, and we feel, and we don't even have to kill, because we got the truth, and we got the even keel, the truth of the light within us.
You got that right, baby. You said it right. You know, the Holy Spirit is a feeling.
Yes.
If you want to feel more, I know people say, do you feel me? You know, that turns around. Yeah, it's a feeling. You do feel it. It's a feeling.
Oh,
it makes you feel more so. When you have this holy divine energy, you want to feel? People get to feel with the tallywhacker and
that's
all
right.
that stuff, and they get the marijuana, and they get the feeling with the drugs. Hey, it's beyond that. You want
Amen.
A feeling? You want a glorious thrill to really get your will going? Hey, baby, get into that Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That Holy Ghost, and you can only get it through the Son of God, Jesus, by asking Him. You get that ghost holy, baby. You're rolling, and you're booming, and you're grooving with it. By having that spirit within you, then death will flee.
Amen.
Then youthness will lift up. Then your joy will lift up, and your faith will lift up. Everybody talking about faith, you got to have that Holy Ghost. It's that faith energy.
Yes.
It's that love force. You want to have love? I remember my brother and I went to a church. He said, we say a lot of people will hit you. We won't hit them back because, you know, we have the love force. We don't desire to let you say, hey, if somebody hit me, I'm going to knock the hell out of them back. I said, you need the Holy Ghost, my sister. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the power. Once you have that power, you won't be so anxious to knock that person out, you know. You'll hold back. The Holy Ghost, the intelligence, will keep you in check. You want to stay in check? You want to keep your mind pure? You want to grow in the Holy Spirit? You want to have the peace of mind? It's a lot of my brothers and sisters have turmoil in their mind and stuff. It's always through the negative forces. You want to get rid of that? Call the name of Jesus. Ask for that power. You'll have the peace. I always have peace. It doesn't matter where I am. I am peaceful. I am relaxed because I have Jesus, baby.
That's right, baby. Jesus is the key to the supreme life of all life. You see, the people that in the United States, I hear some of the schools, they cannot pray in public schools. Well, I tell you, you can pray. I hereby authorize you as the prince and the king, the prince and the king over here in Thailand and throughout the earth. I hereby give you full permission in every nation, including China and Russia, that you can pray to Jesus Christ. If they don't let you pray out loud, sweetheart, you can go within. Remember earlier when I gave a preliminary talk before the glorious song? You can commune with this divine, sacred light of Christ in your heart without lips moving, without out loudish activities. You can go within and the silence of your soul. Let my brother say he's peaceful all the time. No matter where we've been, we've been to many places on the galaxy and the planet. And we feel the glory of the universe. The glory of the universe is the divine love. Oh, sacred Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit Christ-like. Holy Spirit Jesusi. 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 Sweet Jah. Jesusi. Good-looking Savior. Wonderful Creator. Holy Redeemer, Blessed Keeper, Life Giver, I adore you, Holy Ghost, on every coast. You're sweeter than French toast. You're more nutritional than beef pot roast. I stand my holy post, and I love you, Lord of Hosts. I love you the most, oh great Holy Ghost. Amen.
You got that right. You heard that rhyme. I know John Jesus is getting a kick out of that. And also the Father Allah Jehovah.
Yes.
You know, but yes, like my brother says, you can pray within.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of your prayers are within, you know. You can pray without, but think, when you're walking down the street, Jah Jesus, baby, I love you, Jah Jesus. I praise you. Thank you, Jah Jesus. Help me, Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus this, Jah Jesus that, Jah Jesus. You can't get enough of Jah Jesus. You can say it a trillion times. It doesn't matter. The more, the merrier, bro. The more glory you'll be getting by chanting that name. Yes, my loving brother.
Is that the new song that the scripture talks about in the book of Revelations? The new song of Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus?
You better believe it. That's the new song, like our song that comes on.
Oh, like
Carol the Bell.
Jesus Christ.
That's the new song, baby. That's the new song that's in your heart. It's in your soul. It's motivating. You know how it is. When people go to the regular churches, I'm talking about the building churches,
right.
As soon as they start singing about Jesus, everybody stands up.
Yes.
Why is that? That makes everybody happy. I mean, it's a happy song. When they put Jah Jesus in there, and when they start saying Jah Jesus, they can go for hours.
That's right.
You know, hours. In Africa, they were having healing stuff. They were chanting for 9, 10 hours, Jah Jesus Christ. When they seen a mermaid become from a mermaid to a human being, people were praising Jah Jesus.
Yes.
It's a power in that, man. It is real. So as you get into the Jah Jesus, love of Jah Jesus, it becomes a love melody within you, like my brother says. That is the new song that's within your heart. And that's why we have Carol the Bells, because it's a heavenly song.
Yes.
And it's praising Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus, the eternal energy.
Energy.
Within you, all around you. It's the omnipresent force that's all through you, that's in every cell, that's in the air you breathe, that's in the wood I'm knocking on. It's in everything. When Jah Jesus made this planet, brothers and sisters, all Jah Jesus energy is in everything. The dirt, the grass, the trees, the human, especially the human body. He ain't played a divine sire within each one of us. It's our consciousness. It tells us what's right and wrong. You don't really need to look at the Bible to know that thou shalt not kill. You know within your consciousness you shouldn't kill. You know in your consciousness you shouldn't commit adultery. You know in your consciousness you shouldn't steal. Why do you need some outside scripture to tell you what's in you? Everything you know is within you. He put everything within you. That consciousness, that light of Christ, that divine energy is within you. It tells you everything what to do. You're very well equipped, my brothers and sisters. Very well. Don't think it. You don't need to go nowhere. Be still and know that I am God. The I am principle. The Holy Ghost is within you. Be still and know that. Feel the energy. Feel it talking to you. Feel it. It's a feeling. You tell me you want to feel it. Some people say God's not a feeling. That's false. God is Jah Jesus is a feeling. It's a great feeling. If you don't have no feeling, you're not in contact.
That's right. The people that, like you said, my brother, if they don't have the feeling, they're dead while they live it. Because people feel a lot of things. They smoke boo, they toast that body to get that charge, and they love it. And they get that high, and they get the feeling. And
is that a cheer? What is that? Is
that's right.
You see them down the street, you say, oh, God, Jesus.
That's right. You see, so the feeling is very powerful, very important, and it's like a celebration of holidays or festivals or the 4th of July for Dominica. And throughout the world, recognizing the Dominican land as one of the greatest nations, and probably the greatest nation on the planet, and it's been uplifted by Jesus Christ. You see, people back in the day, they prayed to Jesus Christ strongly. The church, they said they want a revival. Haven't we told you over 14 months, sweethearts, the revival is not coming. The revival is here. It is here now, right here at Son of God University, beaming live in the heavens, on the earth, and in the underworld, in the hells. And we are here thankful by the grace and of the love of the holy light of Christ that this is able to take place. Because when you love all humankind, when Jesus said, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, he meant exactly what he said. And some people say, how can I love somebody you don't know? Well, that's the deal. You're supposed to love them. You don't have to know them. You must love them. That is the divine principle and the holy law of the universe. Because when you love every humankind that you don't know and do know and can't stand, and now you learn to stand them, hey, progress is ensuing. You see, that's why, matter of fact, the other day we was dealing with some people, young kids, and we said, Merry Christmas. I said, Mom, it's Christmas now? She said, yes, they said, so it's now. I said, yeah, we get a jump start. It's year-round, baby. We know the actual season starts in August the 7th, the name of Jesus, and then the birth of the Son of God came on the 27th of September, but we just into it a nonstop production because it is more than a tradition. I like what my glorious sweetheart engineer said, a sweetheart Don. Was that Brother Don or that Douglas? And sometimes I get them mixed up, the sweetheart twins.
Yeah,
but those beautiful brothers, he said, it's a feeling. It's an energy. Christ. Look at the word Christ. Christ mass. Mass means to have communion with the energy. Christ mass. You notice in the Holy Catholic Church, they have mass on certain times of the year, and they really go crazy on Christmas Day. They go around the clock. You see, it's about a feeling. You recognize in this Christ energy, this supreme light of the universe lives inside of our bodies. How can we be down and sad? Why do we have to smoke a blunt or drink a Hennessy beer to get excited on the 4th of July or the birthday or Christmas Day or Thanksgiving Day or New Year's Day or Don's birthday or Doug's birthday or my birthday or Jesus' birthday or my brother's sweetheart's birthday? We just get jubilation because we love life and we love light. And the commandment, now look at that. The Lord Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, or the Lord the Christ within you, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your being, with all the strength within you. Then he said, you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. Well, there are too many people that are hating themselves. They shower once a month instead of once a day, and they're angry at themselves, and they get out of shape, or they deny themselves the truth of the energy. They don't worship the eternal Christ. They don't praise the energy that is within them. They're unthankful, ungrateful, and they're hateful. And, sweethearts, you must change that. You have created your own hell right here on planet Earth because you got to get out of the hatred mode. You got to get out of the lazy syndrome. And don't be a lazy boy. Be an energetic boy and give glory to Jesus Christ. You see, it's not a strain to praise Jesus Christ because, like my brother said, that we keep telling you over and over, Jesus Christ lives within us. This is the resurrected power of light within our physical bodies. And by us praising that eternal light, we just have a ball praising that energy.
We thank you, eternal light. the great cosmic of the universe, the great light that's within us, the great light that my Indian brothers, that Native Indian, they call the great spirit. That was the great energy they knew of it, the Jah Jesus energy. We thank you for that Jah Jesus energy. We thank you for all the energy that possess in our being. I love you. Thank you for your love. Oh, so be it. So that divine love that's within us,
yes,
is the Holy Spirit. How can you love without the Holy Spirit? You can't. You can't do nothing without me, as the Holy Writ says. You can't. You can't do anything without Jesus' Spirit.
Right.
You know, I see so many mistakes in the business world, stuff like that, is because they don't have Jesus' Spirit. They're not in tune. They're not in tune with the Holy Ghost. They're not in tune with the divine intelligence, Luke Skywalker's energy, using it on earth terms.
Yes.
People want sometimes some earth so they can see it and feel it. Yeah, that energy that he was using, Jah Jesus' energy, you know, you use it whatever you do. The athletes use it,
yes,
you know, the basketball players, the swimmers use it. Everybody use that Jah Jesus energy. The inventors use it. You know, the artists use it. You know, where you a sculptor, they use it. Where you a doctor, you use it. Where you're in a tradesman, a carpenter, a plumber, or stuff, you use it. Everybody has to use that divine intelligence. You know, you use that every day of your life. So by using that and being aware of what it is, Jah Jesus energy, that's more power. The awareness of that energy, that's what gives you the power. That awareness that it is Jah Jesus energy. You say it out loud, you say it with within you, that Jah Jesus energy motivates you to do something. It motivates you to get rid of an accident by going this way. It motivates you in every way. It motivates you to wear the clothes that you wear. It motivates you to marry the mate that you're supposed to marry. This the motivating energy, you cannot live without it. It is the divine intelligence, the cosmic rays of light, Jah Jesus energy within you. And it loves you. It loves human bodies. Repeat, this energy loves human bodies. It wants to get into you. But a lot of you guys are fighting it, you know, by your negativity. And if you don't know how, ask Jah Jesus.
That's right.
Ask Jah Jesus, the Son of Man, the Son of God, to help you. He will help you. You can ask him. That's legal. And then you ask the eternal energy. You can ask both. It doesn't matter. And then it will happen. Have faith and do that. You know, you don't need to ask me to pray for you or ask your pastor. You go direct. It's for you. It's for your own good. Remember, that is closer than hands and feet. That's your redeemer. What's your redeemer? Jah Jesus energy.
That's, right.
That's going to redeem you. That's going to translate you into a god or a goddess. That energy is going to protect you from any negative thing that may happen on the earth. There may be negative stuff coming, but as you live in Jah Jesus' kingdom, you won't be into the beast system. And I have my brother tell you about that. You know, we're concentrating on Jah Jesus' kingdom. See, when you're in Jah Jesus' kingdom, that beast system has no effect.
You
my brother,
tell me.
We
don't have to fear the Antichrist.
Come on.
Who is he? He don't exist.
He doesn't exist. He has no power. You know, these people that go around talking about that, ignore them.
Yes.
You're in Jah Jesus' energy. When you're in Jah Jesus' energy, it protects you from all negatives. You will have food to eat. You will have everything you need until you're transfigured.
Right.
You'll have everything. I don't care where you live. It's been many instances. Hurricanes destroy everything except one lady's house. I was praising Jah Jesus.
Right.
It happens so much time on the TV, I'm pretty sure people have heard it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my family, we praise Jah Jesus. Everything destroyed except for that. You know, it's a witness. I mean, come on, how plain can it be? You know, Jah Jesus is letting you see it on TV, you know. It's plain as day. When you're in that energy, like my brother says, that don't even worry about that. That's fear tactic. We don't have any fear.
That's
you
right.
know, we're in the Jah Jesus. When you have Jah Jesus, fear disappears.
Yeah, I love that.
And then what comes? Love.
Love.
Love has no fear. When you have that divine love, hey, man, you're on your way, brothers and sisters. You're on your way to a glorious way of life that you couldn't believe. That's going to open up your mind, your body, and your soul. You have the conscious mind, what you want all that. You have the subconscious mind. And as you program that subconscious mind with good thoughts, remember, you have to do that. Do the Holy Ghost. It helps you. See, the Holy Ghost does so much for you. People say, oh, I fear. They're taking all these fear and classes and all this stuff. No. It's free. Get the Holy Ghost.
Right.
The Holy Ghost, my brothers and sisters. As you get that Holy Ghost, the love would be there. As you get the Holy Ghost, the faith would be there.
Can I tell them how to get it?
Tell them, my brother.
I tell you, my sweetheart babies, it's very simple. Become in love with Jesus Christ. The scripture says in Acts, the second chapter, 38th verse, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost on whatever coast you may live. When you turn to the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and recognize that the Son of God has all power, because the scripture declares that all those who have learned of the Father and have come unto the Father, in the book of St. John, they cometh to me, said the living Jesus. And so everybody that learned of the Father, they go to the Son. When you go to the Son turns you over to the Holy Ghost, or the light of Christ, the Christ Spirit, the Christ Energy, the omnipresent intelligence. And you get that power, baby, I tell you, you are happified. And don't be allergic and fearful to get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. See, there is a name, the glorious name. Well, you know, the people say, I'm a Baptist, and I'm a Presbyterian, and I'm this. I've been baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, and I think that's sufficient. April Fools, that's not sufficient, my sweethearts. Now, let's get to that tactic again. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who gave his life on the tree, outstretched arms on the cross, he, the great I Am, the great Jesus Christ, he said, be baptized in my name. How did he say it? He said, go ye therefore, Matthew 28, chapter, verse 18, 19, and 20, and the 17th verse says, and they worship Jesus. See, don't forget that part. And they worship Jesus. And it says, some believe, and some have nerve to doubt. Why, he was right there, my brother, right there on the spot. And he didn't strike them down with lightning because they got a free will, you see, free will. So he said, go ye therefore and teach all nationalities and all nations, baptizing them in the name, in A-M-E, in the name of the Father. He didn't say baptize them in the title, you see? And and the churches, a lot of them are doing that. That's why they ain't got no revival. They're baptizing in the title. Sabina, I hereby baptize you in the person of your faith in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And then they splish them in the water. And they think they don't done somebody in some service and smoke a blunt afterward. No, that's not it. You got to see, the people need to stand up, the ministers and the priesthood, and need to rise up and tell the truth that you must be baptized in the glorified name of Jesus Christ.
Tell them, my brother, what that means. When I think a lot of people could be confused,
okay,
when they say, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Father what? Explain what the Father, the Son, what does that mean when they say that?
Okay, you mean when the priest said? Or
yeah, what? Yeah. I mean, like, when the scripture says, baptize him in the name of the Father.
Uh-huh.
You say, the Father, what, Jesus, or what?
Oh,
you see what I'm saying? The
yes.
Scripture.
Right, okay. In that divine scripture, it's speaking about that. It's speaking about the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus, he said in the 6th chapter, 14th chapter of St. John, I am one with the Father. He said, the apostles say, Lord Jesus, it is turn us on. It is suffice of show us the Father, that we may know him. Jesus gave us an intelligent rebuke and teaching. Have I been a long time with you, and you don't know who I am? He who has seen me has seen the Father. And the guy said, really? Oh, my. And later on, that very guy, who did I say that was? Philip, yeah. Hmm. Philip, and then Philip got translated later on in the scripture, the book of Acts. So, the Father is referring to Jesus Christ, because he is the Father. What about Jehovah? I thought he was our Heavenly Father. He is. Just like, I'm a father of two children, and a grandfather of two children. But I'm a son. Mr. Ali, you see, I'm a son of my papa on the earth. What about Allah, the Almighty God? You see, so Jesus Christ is father and son. I'm father and son. My sweetheart brother is father and son. And any other dad that got children is a father. And they got a dad above them. Then that very dad is a son. So Jesus Christ, the father of the heavens and the earth, in the book of Doctrines and Covenants and Pearly Great Price, is there. Father Jesus, you see? And then some people say, well, are you Jesus only? And you're throwing out the Papa Jehovah? No, we're not throwing Jehovah out. Jehovah is the great grandfather overall. Yes, we recognize that. So, and the scripture, Isaiah 9:6, the ninth chapter, verse 6, it says, and unto us a son, a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So, that Everlasting Father is Jesus Christ. It's also the Everlasting Holy Spirit within us.
So he's the Father because he created our planet.
Yes, yes.
And created us. Now, in the Book of Mormon, it says, I am the Father
and the Son.
He came direct.
Yes, yes, he did. He came to a more open-minded generation of people back in the day when the people knew the name Jesus.
Because I think that's why a lot of people are getting mixed up. They're thinking that the people that's in the Christian world, they're thinking when it says the Father, they mean Allah Jehovah.
Right, that's what they're thinking.
They're thinking that, and that's a big confusion there.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, yes. That's true, because if that's the case, then you have to start baptizing in the name Jehovah, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Ghost Holy, and give it a name. You see, you create a name real fast. But
because the Ghost Holy is named Jesus too, too.
That's it.
You can't get around Jesus.
That's it. That's the top, bottom, in-between line.
Uh-huh.
And there are so many, like I said, over 5 scriptures in the Holy Bible and the book of Acts alone that says they baptized the candidates and the sinners and various ones that repented in the name of Lord Jesus or Jesus Christ. It was always Jesus Christ. Nowhere in scripture would you find that they took the people underwater using the titles, I throw you in the water in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I baptize you, you know, whatever how they do it. They didn't say in the title because the name is powerful. If someone addressed me, hey, dude, hey, man, I don't know you. I don't know you. Like someone called me last program, I don't think they gave their name. And they said they were from Ohio. I have an idea, but sweetheart, if you don't leave a name, I don't know you. You must be kind to my beautiful engineers and directors. If you call the station and you got a question or a complaint or a prayer request or something, don't be afraid to say your name. And sometimes I may know who you are, but you don't say the name. It's like it's almost like out of order, almost disrespect. Don't be afraid. Our beautiful engineers are so friendly. They are so loving. You know, don't say, well, they know who I am. No. No. Address your name. Be respectful. If you was in the king's court, you will give your name. I guarantee it. See, some of you people that, you know, have not been into a government of a kingdomship does not understand the power of respect, the ethics of respect. Many people in the great United States over there in America, in the Western world, and the UK, they take it for granted because they get freedom and they turn it into free doom. Legalizing this, legalizing that, legalizing pot smoking, some states doing this and all this stuff. It's like, wake up, people. I know they legalized cigarettes years ago. You don't have to smoke it. Now they're introducing pot. Pot's been going on, but now they're going crazy or hog wild because, oh, I can do it now. What does the Holy Spirit say? The temple. Your body is the temple. You know, I got a commercial thought while we're in this communication about the great name of Jesus Christ. I know why they hate the president of America, the president of the United States of America. I got the answer.
Go ahead, my brother.
Sweethearts, people hate the glorious, respectful president, my commander-in-chief at the United States Naval Personnel. I salute President Barack Hussein Obama, my commander-in-chief of the President of the United States of America, the commander of the United States Navy and all of the military armed forces. I salute you, President Barack Hussein Obama, and I honor you and respect because your day is coming up July the 4th. That's your day. You know, you should be honored. You should be respected because you are the president of the great freedom world, the great United States of America. The scripture says, and I'll get to my reason. The scripture says in the Romans 13 chapter and various scriptures around the apostolic letters, honor your officers over you. Honor those who have the rule over you, your government. Bless them. You don't have to agree with everything. A lot of stuff I don't agree with, but you love them. I don't agree with, well, I won't mention it, but it's quite a bit of stuff. You love the people. You love your senators. We love John Boehner. Mr. Boehner. We love you, sweetheart. He's the secretary. No, not the secretary. What is he? The House Speaker.
Yeah.
On the Republican Party. I want to get it right. And it's like, as a military person, you learn real fast that the senators and the House Speaker and the congressman and definitely the president is your friend. Because when you get in trouble, hey, you can call those guys. They come to your rescue. They come to your rescue. See, the president, House Speaker, Senate, in the House, representative, Congress. You must give respect. The art of respect. It's so major, and I check out the ABC, NBC, whatever, World News, and various international news, TASS news in the Soviet and Thailand, and various news in Israel, and how people are giving disrespect to the great leader of America. Well, some people say, I know why they hate the president, because he's black. April Fools. There could be some. Now, no doubt, there could be some of that. No, that ain't the ultimate reason, because he is African-American. He's both black and white, if you look at the history of the president. He had a white mother from Kansas. That alone constitutes him being a citizen of America. You know how they were trying to say, well, you know, he could have been born in Indonesia, and he got a fake license, a birth license, what they call birth certificate, from Hawaii. And, well, Hawaii is part of the United States. It is the United States, Hawaii, the 50th state. So but we don't want to believe that he's born in the USA. Well, they did a research, and the facts came out. Even if he wasn't, we know he was, because the facts, you know, he got the proof. But even if he wasn't, because his mother was American, born in the state of Kansas, which is in the United States of America, that alone would constitute him as a legal citizen in the United States and to run for presidency. I didn't know that until, a few years ago, you know, between this time when all this smack was coming up about, is he a American citizen? Is he not? He was born. But just per se, he was born in Indonesia, in the Islamic Republic. Whoopie-doo. His mommy was born in the USA. And because he came out of his mommy in the USA, he's legal. Even if he didn't come out, even if she delivered him in Indonesia, because she was born in America. You see what I'm saying? She was born, and she's a white America. She was born here, so hey, push that out. The main reason why they hate the great president of the United States of America is not because of gay marriage and lesbian homosexual, or you know, that might be some of it, but that ain't the reason. The main reason is that the man prays to Jesus Christ. He said, I pray to Jesus every day, and I praise Jesus every Sunday. And many of them that heard it, even in the parliament of the congressional areas, they wanted him to be Muslim. Like, no. Talk radio show. I'm not going to mention Rush Limbaugh's name or anybody like that. But they said, you know, and Alice Cooper, I'm not going to mention them. But, you know, we love them dearly. And they said, no. They made fun of him. Yeah, he's a Muslim. He don't pray to Jesus. Well, if the dude said he prayed to, excuse me, Mr. President, I better be correct. I'm a Navy man. If my commander-in-chief said he prayed to Jesus, believe him. Don't argue. Who are you to judge and to condemn? I don't for a bit believe that he would take the name of the Son of God in vain. You know what I mean, my brother?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just common sense. The man said it. The wonderful president said on the airwaves all across the world, especially when he was running for presidency, first term and second term, that he prays and worships Jesus. And it's like, hey, that's why he get results. He prays to Jesus.
Well, it's obvious he's praying to Jesus, my loving brother. First of all, he said it. And first of all, you know, the Son of God told us. And second of all, I mean, he's the first African-American that ever made prayers. How did he make a landslide? It was Jah Jesus' energy. That's the only. I mean, how did he win? People say, how did he win? He had the love of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
So, I mean, it's obvious. They can say whatever they want. It's always going to be somebody to say something. It's always going to. I mean, they threw Dookie at Jesus' face.
Right.
All
right.
Feces all the time. They did so much bad stuff that you guys wouldn't even believe what they did to
the Son of God.
I mean, they always. So, like you said, he's representing Jesus Christ. There's a lot of people around there not recognizing Jesus Christ. They don't want him to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. They don't want his prayers in the Jesus Christ.
Right.
That's the first. That's the thing. They're fighting the light.
That's it. That's exactly what's happening. So, this great president of the United States. They're fighting the light of Christ in him.
That's right.
And because he did not back down when he prays directly to Jesus Christ. See, you ministers, you wonderful ministers all over the world, in America, Europe, Asia, Africa, everywhere, out of the world, in the world, in hell, in heaven, you got to recognize the name of authority. Jesus Christ is not a second-class citizen. Jesus Christ, if you believe the scriptures, is equal to God. In the Book of Mormon, he is very highly exalted. You see, the Christians, some of them are against the Book of Mormon. No, do research. Research what Joseph Smith received the revelation. Well, he's a false prophet. How in the hell do you know he's a false prophet? Did Almighty God come down and tell you? Did I tell you that? Did the Son of God tell you? Did the Spirit of Christ tell you? I say no. Hell no. Earth no. And heavenly no. You assume that. Stop condemning. Stop the hatred. Stop the bigotry. And get on your knees and pray to Jesus. Because it's high time. It's high time to recognize that Jesus Christ gave us the revival. The word revival means to be revived in energy, vitality. The name of exaltation, Jesus, that's a delivering power. Ken Jay, I want you to contact me. I want you to write me from in the United States, Ohio, and let me know if you have received and acknowledged the worship to Jesus. Is it acceptable more now since you've been listening to the program, sweetheart, my wonderful college brother and friend? Let me know. Because I know we talked before, and you said, well, I'm going to the Father. Okay, that's cool, touche. But now, more revelation is given. The scripture says, he who honors the Son of God honors the Father. He who worships the Son of God worships the Father automatically. Who loveth the Son of God loveth the Father automatically. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll be loved of my Father, which is in heaven and in me. So the important thing, like we say on this glorious Christmas day, June 29th, 2014, as we worship the Son of God day and night, night and day, year round, we recognize that Christ lives within us. We are happy chicks. We get two thumbs, four fingers, and two hands. We're very grateful. We're very thankful. If you have nothing to be thankful for, thank the Lord, Jesus, you can take two thumbs and put two thumbs on your single nosy. And then you can have your brother take off your thumbs off your nose, like I'm doing right now, you see? And the nose come up the thumb. You know, your body parts are major. You know, just a simple thing to be grateful for. So to answer the question about being baptized in the name of Jesus, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the Father, Jesus is the Father because he's brought forth the fullness of the light. He's the Son because he gave his fleshly body on the cross. Well, he cried out to his Father, my Abba. Yes, he did. Yes, Jesus Christ is the Son of the Eternal Father. Jesus Christ has elevated. Look, people, when you grow up, you become from a baby, and then you become a boy, and then you become a teenager, then you become a man. And then then you become a papa or a husbandman, and you bring forth a disco duck or a child into the world, and you marry and all that kind of stuff. So look at the ranks. Look at the simple intelligence. But a lot of people are fighting that. I can't see how Jesus can be called the Father.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
He created the planet.
He created this planet. And many other kabillions of
yeah.
world. This ain't the only one he made.
Yeah, he created this planet. And people have to recognize that
yes.
God Jesus is the franchise owner of
yes.
this planet.
Amen. Amen.
You know, the Father gave it to Jesus. He gave all power and authority to this planet. I mean, he has power and authority everywhere, but
right.
this planet is major. You know, he loved this planet more than any other planet. He have a special love for Earth.
Why?
Because he gave his life. He
yes.
did the blood sacrifice. He came in human form. He begged and pleaded to the Father.
That's
I'm
right.
talking about he pleaded. Now, he was pleading to the Father in a conference that he had with others that he wanted to come to Earth with the body. Say, no, you don't want to go there to those people, those heathens. No.
Right.
They messed up two worlds already,
right.
my world. No. He pleaded. Then the Father said, okay. He gave him power. He said, okay, my son. He said, whatever my son says, do. He said, all power is in his son, and I'll back him up.
That's right.
So if you do anything to Jesus, like Jesus, like I was telling about eating pork and stuff, believe me, John Jesus backed everything the Father said, he backs it up.
Right.
The Father backs him up. They work together.
Yes.
You know, they work together. You can't just say this and that, and the Father said this. And no, no, it's Old Testament. No, no, no. All those rules are still prevalent, more so.
Yes.
More so. I mean, that, but now Jesus is more stricter. He said, if you think of thought.
That's right.
You guys think he's a nice guy. He's not a nice guy.
Oh.
You know, this creator say, hey, if you think the thought, but he's very merciful. You know why? He came down in a human body. He knows what it is to have all these temptations. He knows. That's why he's more forgiving. That's why he has it. That's why the Father put it in his hands instead of him, because he knows more than the Father, you can say, because he came on earth here and did everything an earthly person. He worked. He lived on human earth here. He did everything a human would do.
Didn't the Father kind of whisper something to us before we came to the, you know, to the Buddha light here to get the program going, that if it wasn't for certain people that really worship and praise Jesus and love Jesus, that this world would be out of here?
Yeah, I don't want to say it, but right. I'll say it since you brought it up. You know, some things I don't say, but
right.
Yeah, the Father told me, he said, you know what, if you two weren't here, I would have been done destroying this earth.
Whoa.
I said, whoa. I said, we're not doing that, Father.
Right.
I can say that because we know who we are.
Right, right.
He said, you better be glad you're here. That would have been done. Because the Father, you know, he can't take sin in the least degree.
That's
you
right.
know.
That's right.
He's very loving. But then Jesus has his hand up. And Jesus is the chief controller, and he say no, it's no. The Father was he backed him up. He's not gonna say no. You're not in control no more. No. He gave the word. That's it. He's you know once he gives the word, that's it. You know. So Jesus, you know, and then he has you know he said if he wasn't down here, I would have been done destroyed this earth. I said, whoa. I said, Father, we can't have that. There's too many loving beings down there like Don and Douglas and all these other beings. No. He said, you better be glad you're here.
Wow.
That's all he said. I wasn't going to say it, but my brother brought it up.
Right.
Go ahead, my brother.
I didn't plan to bring that up. I think that the Holy Helper did that, you know, worked inside of
right.
my being to bring that up. Is it, it really something to think about, you know, that this power, this great God, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, who is full of compassion, full of love, full of mercy, full of joy, full of the Holy Spirit and fire and power, that he owns this planet. He's in control of it, and he's the master blaster of it. And we want to wish you, sweetheart people, a very, very happy 4th of July in the United States of America.
That's right.
And throughout the world, you celebrate the birth of America, the celebration of Jesus Christ, the owner of planet Earth. And we're just going to have to say, toodaloo, we out of here.
We're
our time
here.
Has passed by, and we're going to go right into the cannon. The Lord Jesus bless you, sweetheart.
God Jesus, baby.
God Jesus, baby.